I love the attention that comes with it, but I know it's also a blessing for me to reach out to people that really needs to hear my story, really needs to have that motivation to do something with their life. Because I know there's people out there who are dragging, just feel like the world just turned against them, but it's not really like that. You have to, you know, I want to be the motivation for you. I want to just show you that, hey, I did it. You could do it also, but you have to make a move. You have to push forward. You just can't sit back and let it come to you.
Mm-hmm. So we'll ask you a little bit more about the background in a bit, but I want to ask Brian now, you know, what was your inspiration for creating this short film?
I mean, to give credit where credit's due, I one of the big things was Orlando Weekly. I saw the article and I just thought, well, this guy's got an interesting story. He's got a good, you know, perspective on things. But I live right near where he works. So I drive by him every day and, you know, I'd have a bummer of a day, or he would, you know, I'd see him and he'd just brighten my day, and I would just go, you know, it's a good day. You know, Jose's out there, he's doing his thing. I didn't know he was Jose at the time. And so just really inspiring. He does this thing with a flair, and he's got this joy with how he does things that's just infectious. And I've talked with so many people since making this film that have agreed and said, man, like, I love him. I love what he does. Every time I drive by, I smile. And that was the biggest thing. And then Orlando Weekly doing the piece on him just kind of, you know, pushed it to a point where I knew I needed to do something. Mm-hmm. So I decided to just approach him and say, hey, I want to do a short documentary on you. So he agreed, thank God. And so did the Virginia Ann at Diamond Exchange. She was great, and she agreed to it. And so,
I guess it's all good publicity for them.
Yeah, and you know, they've been, you know, at first I was afraid that there would be, like, they would be, you know, pushing them to do stuff they didn't want to do, or they were going to be like these, you know, taskmasters. But I mean, they love him there, and Virginia Ann and her husband just adore him. I went and showed the documentary to him 2 weeks ago, right when I released it, and she just started tearing up, and she's, you know, she pointed at him and she was like, I want you to do that lawn care thing. So she's not, it's great to see that they want him to do what he loves.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty short. It's like 4 minutes, maybe a little longer than that. Are you hoping to show it anywhere, like a short film festival? What's your kind of, what are you thinking for this film?
Yeah, I kind of promoted it locally through some friends that have some blogs, Mark at the Daily City, and then Matt at Bungalower, he did a great job promoting it too. Promote it through them, and then I'd like to start entering it in some film festivals. I'm still talking with some other blogs and kind of internet sites and stuff to see what they want to push it or show it. And got great reception, so it's already got 27,000 views, I think, in 2 weeks. So first week I had 25, and then tapered off, and still mm-hmm. going. So
is that like, what are those numbers like compared to other things on Vimeo?
They're pretty good. I don't want to brag, I mean, but they were pleasantly surprising. I had no idea it was gonna be anything like that. But those are, I think, from what I understand, those are pretty high. I mean, there's millions of videos released. So
sure. Now, yeah. Is a video's kind of your bread and butter, or is it more still photography?
I did stills. I love stills. And then I just, you know, stills are, I just saw kind of the writing on the wall that I think video is more in demand and rich content. You know, people are kind of getting excited more about video than they are stills. And I've always loved stills, but I fell in love with movies to begin with, documentaries especially, and kind of real life stories. And so I decided that was where I wanted to go with it. And starting to do more films now. This is kind of my first major foray into films, so mm-hmm. hopefully I've got a few more. I've got two more ideas on local things, so you have to keep an eye out for those. They're really fun, quirky subject matter, so it should be good.
There's plenty of that in Orlando, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. I mean, you know, Jimmy Fallon has a thing where it's like, is it David Letterman used to have a thing called, is it Florida or is it Germany? And Seth Meyers has Florida or something like that. You know, like, there's all these like funny, interesting stories going on, and there's a lot of great people here that, you know, for all its quirkiness, Florida, there's some really awesome stories. And, you know, everybody's got somebody who has a story around them that needs to be told. So